Welcome back, everybody. Joined by senior outside hitter Ricky Crumlish of the Rutgers Newark men's volleyball program. Ricky, I know you guys are just starting the second semester. Practice is in full swing. Matches are about to start, so thanks for the time.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
As I said, you guys are in the middle. You know, you guys just jump right into it. After the new year, you guys are back at practice. You know, you went to Florida already. Somehow you got back with all the bad weather. And we get to watch you guys play on Saturday against a really, really challenging couple matches. Elmira is always solid. Stevens is always, you know, seems to find themselves in the NCAA tournament. Before we get to those games, how's the preseason going? What have you liked? What do you want to see you guys improve upon?
With the preseason, it's going pretty good so far. I like this year. We got a much deeper pool of guys. Practices have a lot better competition going with them. The Florida trip was great for getting our chemistry going, and we really bonded as a team on that trip. So it's definitely some good things that are going on. We're starting to really grow as a team.
When you talk about a deeper pool of guys and better depth at practice, you know, is that in the sport of volleyball, is that where your ones are going up against your twos, or are you able to kind of split those up? I just wonder from like a football standpoint where, you know, you'd have a practice squad and that type of thing.
It does help, especially when you do want your ones to go against somebody where if your twos are decent, that it really helps to keep the game speed going. It lets the ones be challenged and the starters be challenged before they go up for the games. But then also, like, when you have your, we do like drills and stuff, it's mixing it up, and then you get two equal sides, and a lot of times our the points on the drills and everything, they'll be real close together. And
yeah, that's good too, to kind of push your starters in general, you know, to always A, just make them better, but B, you know, feel like, hey, we got to keep up the intensity. What do you have, any tangible goals, not personally, but are there tangible goals as a team that you have been keeping in mind?
Right now, we just had to restructure the CVC, and I mean, our big goal is to get that one or two spot in the CVC, make our way into this tournament, and then whatever happens there, go from there. And then again, the NCAA is always in our hindsight.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Pedro, doing, you know, I just wrote the season preview and all that, and you know, that's what he said. He's like, you know, I don't have a number of wins or whatever, but we want to A, get better, and B, we want to get back to that tournament. So, you know, it's interesting, obviously, that in lines, or that lines up. This weekend, what do you expect? Is there something, you know, obviously you want to win every match you play, every set, whatever, but what do you expect this weekend, and what are you looking for as a veteran captain?
Mostly I'm looking for our game speed to really pick it up from our practice speed to our full game speed and going against live opponents and just see how that goes. I'd really love to see, last year we kind of had like our energy levels were a little low. I'd like to see our energy be picked up, our bench to be really into it, get the crowd into it from the bench and just have a nice fun time out there.
Is that something that you and the captains, you know, kind of set the tone for, or is that something that, you know, you're just hope with increased reps and just, you know, I guess better play, that does that just come naturally, or is that something that you really want to focus on?
I mean, it always comes down to like your leaders on the court to make big plays, and that can really provide a big boost. And then again, the guys on the bench, sometimes we need them to help us pick the guys up on the court when they start to stumble a little bit. But I mean, it's a whole combined team effort on it.
I mean, that's a really good answer. So you're a guy, I started whatever about three years ago. I came in the middle of one of your guys' seasons, and you were a freshman. You know, you didn't play much as a freshman. You got a little more time as a sophomore, and then last year you came on and really, you know, kind of seized the opportunity to be a leader in the offense. 200 kills. As the season progressed, you got more and more opportunity. And that's something I've always enjoyed in my job, to see a guy, you know, stick with the program and then just get better and better and better and then leave on the highest note possible. So hopefully, obviously, we see that with you this year. What do you expect out of yourself this year? And maybe what are some of your, you know, goals? So yeah, obviously you have high expectations maybe of yourself, but what are some of the things that you're hoping for as an individual?
As an individual, it's probably just cut down on mistakes and hit at a high percentage all year. I'd like to get above, like, maybe even like a 300 hitting percentage if possible, but whatever I can do to help the team, make sure I'm doing all that I can, getting in the gym, making sure that I can be the best that I can be to help the team win.
Two great years, and then last year you guys graduated a whole boatload of guys. You know, had some struggles last year for the first time, you know, in my 3 years and in your 3 years. What were some of the challenges that presented themselves?
Definitely, like I said before, the low energy levels, the practices were a little one-sided too, and it was just a lot of guys stepping up. It was hard for them to go into that role, see how it was. I mean, most of the guys were sitting behind guys and really didn't have a chance to see court, but then really getting into the moment, watching these guys play. I mean, the competition level right now is a very good pool in D3. So, I mean, just getting used to it, getting used to the game speed and all that, it's just, it's definitely a learning experience that we can really use to our advantage and help us this year grow as a team and grow to get more wins and have more success.
It's really interesting you say that. I came from I'm Stevens before I came. I used to work at Stevens, and I then you know, obviously work here now. But it's a really good point and worth noting what you just said, how much deeper and more talented the overall Division III volleyball pool is. I mean, you see guys and you're like, wow, that kid's a stud. And like you say that a lot more frequently now, especially within the conference. I'm sure that's only going to, you know, increase this year with the addition of some really good teams. So it's interesting that you as a player notice that, because that's something that I've noticed, that I've, you know, turned to somebody and said, wow, what the heck's this kid doing here? Like, these are some really good players. Kind of to switch gears, your favorite part about being a student athlete at Rutgers Newark?
The favorite part for that is probably just, you know, every time you come to school, you always have your group of guys. You got people that you know right off the bat. Even freshmen coming in, automatically you have something that you belong to, and it really helps adapt for the whole college experience and all that.
Yeah, I look back at my college experience, and I played a sport too, and those are the guys that, like, you're still in touch with. Obviously, you all, you know, you spread out all over the country, but those are the guys that you know try to get weekends with, you know, moving forward. I'm on my mid-30s now, and those are the guys that you're still trying to hang out with, those guys that you played your sport with.
Yeah, you spend 2 hours a day for 5 days a week. I mean,
yeah,
you grow quite a bond.
Yeah, exactly. Hardest part about being a student athlete at Rutgers Newark?
Hardest part has got to be if you have class after practice, how to try to quietly get a bag of ice off in the middle of the class.
that is so good, because most of the time you guys are going to say, oh, the time management or, you know, commuting or traffic or whatever. That's by far the best answer I've ever gotten, so that's a feather in your cap, I guess one might say. You're from upstate New York. How did you get down here?
I was talking to my club coach, and he's a Rutgers alum, and he was in contact with Pedro. They actually played when Pedro was at NJIT and he was at Rutgers, and Pedro was looking for another outside in his recruiting class, and I came down, visited, and really liked the place. I love the dome. The dome's probably the best gym I've ever been in for a D3 team, so it's just kind of grew on me.
Yeah, the dome is awesome. I was at, there's a gentleman that's trying to do a like almost like a Newark centered like 4-episode thing, and he's looking for content for the 4th episode, and we were in touch yesterday actually, and I was like, you got to come into the dome and check it out. It's an awesome facility for any college athletic team, but it's just the way that the thing sounds and looks, it is really cool. Any plans after school?
I'm just trying to get the degree. I'm looking at like a couple internships out of school. I got a nice apartment, so I can commute to New York City if I found something out there, which would be pretty awesome. But other than that, just kind of winging it.
So where, when you say an apartment, there's so many different places to live. Where, I'm not looking for the address, obviously.
This is Bayonne Gang, me, Justin, Sandy. Veronica's there right now. It's a pretty cool place to be.
Very cool. Yeah, I was on the light rail, so I know, you know, in and out through Bayonne. I actually live in Jersey City, so yeah, that's a great area, quick across to the city, and you know, hopefully you can land one of those. Newark, in 3 years, I've noticed a heck of a lot of change in terms of revitalization, some new buildings, tons of new places to kind of go eat, you know, walk through, shop a little bit. Have you noticed that? And are you able to kind of experience that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see all these new places coming in, like they got the Whole Foods in and all those places. Like, it's definitely a different place than when I came in as a freshman. It's been a lot cleaner. It's been a lot nicer, just more friendly area, more able to like walk around and enjoy the place. So it's definitely been a nice treat to watch it grow through my 4 years.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, you know, when you think about investing in property and where's the next place to do that, you know, I think you read a lot about like, ooh, is Newark that next place? So hopefully it keeps going, and you know, it looks like it will. Look, some rapid fires for you. Favorite sports team or teams?
Oh, gotta go Bills Mafia, Buffalo Bills.
Oh, the best. I listened to an interview with Bill Cowher yesterday on Part of My Take, and he said he went through a table.
Yeah, I saw that on TV.
That was pretty good.
He was an honorary member of Bills Mafia.
He said he's not going through the table when it's lit on fire, but he said, you know, that was pretty funny. Food?
Probably going to have to go basic and just say pizza.
Favorite spots to eat in Newark?
Definitely the Halal Cart on Warren.
It's right across from Alumni
Field. Yeah.
Music?
I listen to more rap, hip-hop.
Books? You can say none.
Yeah, we're going to skip. Pass.
Good. I didn't start reading books again until I was like 28. Now I actually read. Movies?
I mean, I always love a good Will Ferrell movie.
The best. TV shows.
TV shows The Office, hands down.
I'm watching that for the second, watching it straight through for the second time, so I'm with you on that. When you go on, so you guys have a couple or have had a couple long bus trips. What do you do to keep busy? Is it movies? I don't know if I'm not supposed to say this, but when we were in college, we played a ton of cards.
I mean, it'll be a lot of times now with like phones, it'll always be like a phone game, like Fun Run 2. We play that a lot. We usually try to bring a movie on the bus, and other than that, probably just sleeping.
Last thing, and this is, you know, one of the things that the coaches like, and I think that the schools like, but if you were making your quick 10-15 second elevator pitch to a recruit on why they should come here, or you know, maybe not even volleyball, but anyone, why they should come here, and you might end up repeating yourself. What is it? Why should you come to Rutgers Newark?
I mean, for me, the biggest thing is probably you got a nationally recognized degree when you come out of here, and you get to play at a very high level, which, I mean, all of our D3 programs here, they all play at a high level, men's soccer, baseball, basketball, every sport really plays at a high level here, and you really get a good atmosphere. New York City's right there. Again, the Golden Dome is absolutely beautiful, so...
That was a hell of an elevator pitch. Well done. All right, Ricky, that's all we got. I really appreciate the time. Really looking forward to watching you and the entire team play this weekend. 11 a.m., 1 p.m. Saturday. You guys face Elmira 1 p.m. Elmira 11 a.m., Stevens 1 p.m. And follow Rutgers Newark Athletics all season long at RutgersNewarkAthletics.com. And then follow Men's Volleyball on Twitter, Run Volleyball. Ricky, again, thanks for the time.
Thank you. Rob Long.